UK trade body proposes age restrictions for loot boxes in gaming. UK Interactive Entertainment, UKI, a trade body representing the UK's gaming industry, has released guidelines proposing an age restriction for the use of loot boxes in video games, suggesting access only to players above 18 years old. The guidelines are a product of the Technical Working Group, an entity established by the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, DCMS, in July 2022. The formation of the group was triggered by the government's concerns about underage gambling via loot boxes in video games, a mechanism that often requires real money to unlock in-game features or tools. Guidelines aim to protect young gamers. In response to these concerns, UKI's guidelines recommend making loot boxes inaccessible to younger individuals unless authorized by a parent or guardian. Quote, "Publishing these shared principles for how the industry approaches loot boxes is a UK first and provides us with a clear direction moving forwards. The principles will improve protections for all players and underlines the industry's commitment to safe and responsible play." Daniel Wood, UKI co-CEO, DCMS, acknowledged these developments positively, hoping that the new regulations would bolster player protection, especially for young gamers. UKI's guidelines include a set of 11 recommendations for loot box usage, endorsing technological controls to prohibit individuals under 18 from accessing loot boxes without parental consent. This should be accompanied by increased awareness about these technological controls, transparency and protection measures. Additionally, UKI's guidelines state that the availability of loot boxes in a game should be disclosed before purchase or download, ensuring the player is fully informed. More innovative measures suggested by UKI include establishing an expert panel on age assurance in the gaming industry and adopting lenient refund policies for loot box purchases made without parental consent or knowledge. DCMS applauded these recommendations, particularly the need for parental consent and the lenient refund policy, considering them crucial safeguards against potential financial harm associated with loot boxes.